It's just a really, really exciting call tonight because it's all about, you know, your vibration. It's all about vibrations. It's all about what vibration are you putting out and what is your vibration attracting. And they talk about the law of attraction, and we say that your vibe attracts your tribe. And if you're trying to build a Purium tribe, if you're trying to build your Ohana, remember, because we choose our second family. Our first family is blood, but we choose our second family, and that family chooses us as well. We don't just choose them. They choose us every time that we're out and we're asking someone to be in our Purium Ohana. We have to realize we have not only chosen them, we need them to choose us. And so what vibration are we putting out? And that vibration that we're putting out is the vibration we're going to attract. So how do you raise your vibration? How do you get your high vibe going on? And so I just want to thank Ruby, who actually helped me to get excited about, you know, raising the vibration of this company, to not be afraid to say it's really awesome, it's really fun to be part of this company. Yeah, it may be a business to some people. Yeah, it may be a life-saving lifestyle to others. But to everybody, it's fun. So, David Litt, are you on the line? Ruby, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, I'm going to dial back in because I think I have a bad connection. So you hold on. Let everybody know how things are going, and I'll be right back.
I will. I love that he's bringing up that conversation of what is your vibration, because something that we have here with these products that is really next level is a lot of people in their life wish they were, you know, having more things in their life that could make them happy or that could bring that positivity or can bring a sense of just feeling better, you know, that sense of vitality. And sometimes when life happens, it can be really challenging to find the optimism and to find that positivity. But one thing that you can do, oh, perfect, welcome, welcome. I just want to finish this point of talking about starting on that cellular level and really not only having the thought of, like, I am wanting to be happier from outside of myself, but really from inside. You're going to be making every single little cell happier when it's fed with the nutrients that it needs. So I love that concept, and thank you, Dave, for getting your connection. You sound loud and clear now.
Awesome. Well, you know, so Ruby and Roxanne, they started having healthy happy hours, and like, Dave, come down to our healthy happy hour. And I went down, and there were people dancing and singing and doing yoga and giving each other massages and going up to this awesome juice bar that was making all types of Purium goodies and desserts made out of Purium goodies and, you know, and people just having fun. And I'm like, wow, I want to have a healthy happy hour like this, you know. And so I, you know, I said, wow, you know, this is the same energy that I see when I have, you know, like, you know, a few hundred people get together for music festivals, or I go to festivals where thousands of people are, and this is that type of energy where people get unplugged. They get unplugged, you know, from, you know, the stress of their life, and they get tapped into how good it feels, how cool it is to be healthy. And when we talk about making healthy cool, we're not talking about, like, being too cool for other people. We're talking about being so cool that you are there for other people. And so when we talk about your vibe attracts your tribe, what we want to do is we want you all to learn how to shine your light without arrogance, to have people want to say, I want to do what you're doing. I love the way you look. I can't believe that you've lost 5 pounds and it looks like you lost 15 because you look so much younger. I can't believe you lost 105 pounds. I didn't know anybody could actually do that and not have to have some type of surgery, you know. I can't believe that you're working from home and are now, like, like supporting your family, working from home, and I clock in and clock out of my job every day, of a job I don't necessarily like. I want your vibe to attract people to you. I want people saying, hey, would you tell me about that? And so there's an old saying that when you're talking loud, people have to lean away. And when you're talking soft, they have to lean in. Because if they really want to hear what you're saying, they're going to lean in. They're going to listen really closely. The only reason you need to talk loud is you're afraid that you're not saying anything interesting enough that someone really wants to listen. And so what you need is for people to want to hear you, to want to hear from you. And they're never going to do that if they feel judged. They're never going to do that if they feel like you're one of those know-it-all do-gooders, you know, but really behind the scenes you're just trying to make some money, you know. They've sniffed all that out. They've been there, they've seen it, and they've done that. The truth is that most people who have not achieved the goals that they really want in life, they've actually tried. They've tried sincerely a number of times. And the reason they failed is because they didn't have enough information. In the Bible, it says, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. And then you actually have that knowledge, and you're so excited. You can't wait to share it with them because you know it's the truth. The problem is, they've heard this story before from somebody who sounded just as excited and convinced as you, but ultimately let them down. And so you have to be really careful about what vibration you're giving off. Yeah, I know it's so exciting, but at the same time, let's get other people excited by the results that they're going to have and by your caring. And so what I want to do is on a few different levels have you guys begin to think about who you want to attract into your business, who you want to attract into your life, and what you want to attract into your life. Because, again, the vibration you're giving off attracts things. Do you know that when I was studying about how to survive on my land, I'm out here in the wild, and there's bears and mountain lions and coyotes and rattlesnakes and, brown recluse spiders, and there's centipedes, and there's, all types of scorpions, and there's, tarantulas, all types of lovely stuff out here, but I've never encountered any of them in a bad way. But I did take some classes to figure out what to do. You know, and if you encounter some type of bears, you got to roll over and play dead. If you encounter other type of bears, you got to make yourself look bigger than them. If you encounter a mountain lion, you better not run, because they're used to chasing. Cats chase mice. It's just what they do. And so everything you do is going to either attract or repulse something. And you want to be in the attraction business. You want to be in the business of inspiring other people to want to move toward you. And, you know, the cool part is that everything moves toward light. There's nothing that doesn't move towards the light. The only thing I could think of are vampires, maybe, or owls. But other than that, almost everything else moves toward light. But that joke aside, so you got to let your light shine. So in order to let your light shine, a lot of times you need to find your light. You need to find your light, and then your light becomes your voice. And your voice becomes your light. And when you're speaking your truth, because truth is light, when you find your truth, you found your light. And when you begin to speak your truth, and we begin to shine your light, then everything gets better. Everything gets better. And the reason why is because you will begin to attract other people who think and believe and act the same way. So let me give you a really clear example. They say that our children do what we do. They don't do what we say. And we all know that that's true. Children want to grow up to be like some older person whom they are modeling themselves after. And most often than not, that is their parents or their teachers. And if their teachers, which can be their parents, that's, you know, one and the same, or they could be separate. But if their teachers or role models say one thing and then do another, if they act hypocritically, then those children will ultimately lose faith in, and those teachers will have lost credibility. More importantly, there's a good chance the children are not going to do what they were advised to do, but instead they're going to imitate the behaviors that they saw because they want to be like the people whom they have chosen for role models. So, again, that type of energy exists across every boundary. And so we want to attract with our light. We want to realize that people who are watching us, if they see something that they admire, they're going to want to be doing that. And so when we say your vibe attracts your tribe, what you have to begin to do is have your products and your business and your lifestyle all become one. You can't have one lifestyle and then, you know, have, you know, a business and products that are not in alignment. So the best representatives of Purium are the people who are in alignment with our vibration. They're in alignment with our support for clean water. They're in alignment with our support for clean air. They're in alignment in our battle against genetically modified organisms. They're in alignment with our support of organic farming. They're in our alignment of our support of families and of, you know, communities that come together in an effort to improve the future for the next seven generations of our children. This is my vibe. And I am trying to attract a tribe of people who are aligned with those values. We may have differences of opinions. We may not belong to the same religion or political party. We may not be the same color, the same age. We may not be the same gender. We may not be of the same sexual orientation. We may have a lot of differences. But we are in alignment in these core values. And that's the tribe that I'm trying to attract, because me personally, I accept everybody. I want everybody to be part of my family. I realize that we are never going to agree on everything. But the things that we're aligned on, pure food, pure water, pure air, and the fact that we need to love each other as though we were brothers, that we need to forgive each other, and we need to act in a way that would make our great creator proud of us. And if we're in alignment on those things, then I believe I've done a really good job of attracting the right tribe. Because we're going to grow. We're definitely going to grow, and our vibration is going to be felt. And people are going to hear our voice. Our voice, our unified voice. The unified voice in agreement that we could do better. We could do better, we could live longer, we could be stronger, we could have less ailments that afflict our body and our mind and our spirit. We could have less conflict and less war. We could have more unity, more cooperation, more communication. We could be the caretakers of our planet. We could be each other's brothers and sisters. And not be afraid to share in the abundance that's been brought into our lives just because we were born. And that abundance is the ability to love and the ability to receive love. and the ability to work and create abundance with our hands and our minds. And so that's the vibration that I want to put out in the world, that we can and we will make this planet better for ourselves and for our children and for those who will come after us. And in doing so, we will have fulfilled a greater promise that if we were made in the, you know, in the image of our Creator, if our body is a temple, if we are here with a purpose, then let's reflect that in everything we do. But most importantly, let's have fun. It may not be the most important thing. I'm saying the thing that we forget in the seriousness of changing the world, in the seriousness of getting healthy, in the seriousness of protecting our children and the water and the air and the land and the food, is that we can have fun doing it. And when we have a high vibe, healthy, happy hour, as we're going to have at our corporate offices in just a couple of weeks, and when we have a high vibe, healthy, happy hour, which I hope I'm going to have in Hawaii, on the island of Kauai, coming up in early February. And at the end of February, I'm hoping to have one in Maui, if I could make that happen. And then we're having the Unconvention. If you have not gotten your ticket for Unconvention, you do not want to miss this event. This is a fusion, a combination of a family picnic, a campout, a convention, a yoga festival, a music festival, an arts festival, a circus, a gardening expo. Your food is included. There's all types of fun games and things to do, and lots of education too. So I guarantee you that we are going to keep raising this fun vibration. Making healthy cool means making healthy fun too. So again, I don't think I've taken a breath for about 15 minutes, and I apologize for that. But my name is David Sandoval. You are listening to our Wednesday Purium Lifestyle Call. This is the Purium Lifestyle Club, and the way that you join that club is simply by tuning in. There's also the Purium Lifestyle Club. My favorite is when you join and have a backup order, and you're creating that continuity for this company that tells me that you're going to be using something out of our superfood line every month, month after month, and that you're willing to support us economically by placing that backup order so we could go out and we could change the world. Because if you don't know, our vibration is a vibration that is taking and using economic power so that you vote twice. Let me explain to you what you mean. Let me explain to you what I mean and what you will mean when you shop with us. The first thing is, Amy and I are always looking to upgrade ingredients, upgrade packaging, upgrade delivery systems, upgrade quality, period, on every level. If we're not improving, we're not trying, which means we're not going to be satisfied. We're definitely going to be happy, but we may not be satisfied because there's always going to be room for us to improve, and to get satisfied is to get complacent. And so when you place and spend a dollar with us for a power shake, and one third of that power shake is this amazing rice bran extract, and that rice bran extract isn't available anywhere organically on the planet. No matter what you do, you can't find it. And so you tell your supplier, we're going to stop buying from you, and we're going to try to make this stuff ourselves any way we can if you do not listen. We need it to be organic, because our number one product cannot be organic, because the only ingredient in it that isn't organic is yours, and that needs to change. And because of that demand, they went and they put together a consortium of hundreds, 200 farmers in Thailand that were about to be controlled by a genetically modified farming cooperative. And they told them, you could be independent and organic, or you could be GMO and beholden to that. And they chose us. Our economic power, your economic power was felt. Your dollar voted twice. Once, when you voted to be healthier and bought Purium Health products. Secondly, you put that dollar into Amy and my hands, where we took it and we reinvested it through our demands of higher quality. And now I will be going to Thailand and filming with those 200 farmers. And we're going to celebrate this victory as we are now delivering our power shake with 100% organic ingredients for the first time, because you believed in me. Because you didn't say, I'm not going to buy that, it's not organic. You said, I trust Dave. If he says he's going to make it organic as soon as he can, he will. And I did. So thank you. Thank you for being part of my tribe. Thank you for helping me to do what my vibration demands. And that's that we make this better, you guys. That we make this better. That's the vibration I'm talking about. That is the tribe I'm trying to build. Because we don't always get it right. Believe me, we don't always get it right. We believe that we've taken 3 steps forward. It turns out we've only taken 2. These things happen. And it's not always easy to go, oh, you know what? We thought we were doing something amazing, and instead we're just doing something great. Amazing might have to wait till tomorrow, but great is really, really good. And so that's what we did. We made the power shake, and we think it was amazing, but amazing is certified organic. So it was only great. Now it's amazing. And we're going to keep going from great to amazing and unprecedented. We're going to keep doing that. Because you are going to keep empowering us, and we're going to keep empowering you. We're going to empower you through food. We're going to empower you through opportunity. We're going to empower you through knowledge. We're going to empower you through access. You're going to empower us as well. You're going to empower us by trusting us with your purchase dollars. And I promise you that if you do, and when you do, because you already have, we're going to work hard with them. We're going to reinvest them. They will work twice. And that's what I mean by that. And so we're working hard on some really important projects, some really, really cool projects. You do not want to not be around for what's coming ahead in this company. We crawl, we walk, we run, and we're learning. We're learning together. We're growing together. I chose network marketing for a reason, and that's because I wanted people to be able to choose who they work with. How do you choose who you work with? Easy. Your vibe attracts your tribe. This is network marketing. You're going to choose to work with somebody by deciding that you're going to be in their downline and they're going to be your upline. But once that is forgotten, you're on the same team. There are no lines. And I want to tell you something. There are no pyramids. I guarantee you that many people on the call tonight have 3 people, or people 3 levels down from them who make 3 times more than they do. If this is a pyramid, that could not happen. It couldn't. This is a reward system for helping spread a good word. You know, the thing is, if I told you how many people I've recommended to Good Earth Good Earth Cafe and other restaurants by promoting them on social media and telling people how awesome they are. And not once have I gone in there and they've said, do you know what, Dave? Here's a check. Here's a free meal. Heck, I didn't even get a thank you. But I still recommend them. What I love about Purium is you get to earn money simply for recommending products that you use, that you love, that you know other people will use and love. And I get to save on a marketing budget of advertising in magazines and on TV. And instead of paying it to the magazine people and the TV people who I don't want to, I get to give it to you. Not the magazines and the TV people and Whole Foods. I get to give that money to you, and you get to get the products to the people. And that's a pretty cool vibe. And the reason why is because it creates your tribe. I have a whole new family with 30,000 people I never knew before that I'm now connected to, that I love, and that, for the most part, love me. Because they love my vibration. They love that I'm fighting for them. And that we fight for the same things, even despite our differences. Even though we may have different views, or simply not necessarily the same political, emotional, you know, scientific, religious, you know, ethnic backgrounds, this doesn't matter. What matters is that we're all aligned on the things that are truly important. And so I want to thank you guys tonight for trusting Amy and I. I want to thank you for having that vibe that has created this tribe, and man, we are growing. As evidence of that, we're moving into an amazing, delicious, yummy new building that's so cool that you guys are going to can't wait till we start to have some plant tours and parties and high vibes there.